Hear ye, hear ye. The achievements within the year of 2022 have been recorded. I know. I could have technically made this episode last week, but I have a perfectly good excuse of why not. I was too lazy and forgetful to and forgot continuously to keep track of my achievements throughout the year. So instead, last week, I made the Getting Out of a Ditch episode, and on the same day of recording and writing this, my Wi-Fi went out. So I decided to sit down and take some time to remember everything I had achieved and write it down. And to let everyone who had seen my 2021 achievements episode, I have reached my goal of filling in 2 pages worth of achievements within my journal. So at the end of this episode, I'll be announcing what my new goal is. So without further ado, let's get into my achievements within the year of 2022. Published my second ever novel. Got recognized by a website building platform that gave me one for free. I got my first paycheck for my first ever job in Ottawa. Got invited to more podcast sites/apps, Listen Notes, iVoox, and so on. I got a high card at work, and for people who don't know, high card is basically like a card saying that you've achieved something really good. Got out of probation at work. Published my third ever novel. Managed full-time work, full-time school, and 2 to 3 hours of homework every single day. Got contacted for multiple collaborations while on break. Became strong enough to move the big compost bin at my work. Won a writer's award at Drama Fest. Got a raise at work. Won a few more writing contests. Finished writing the first novel from my longest series. Became a registered publisher. Registered my publishing company. Got invited onto a radio show. Got the courage to make a doctor's appointment. Hired my first employee. Started writing a new script. Worked 56 hours in 1 week. Got invited to a few new podcasting platforms. Got on honor roll. Got a Google Knowledge Panel. My book started getting knowledge panels. Managed working 2 jobs. Got reached out by a large company to collab on a podcast. Started getting help for my mental health. Got in the top 25% of most followed podcasts. Beat NaNoWriMo. Survived. Finished a 56-page play. Read 20-plus books in 1 year. Made 1.4K in December. Maintained my podcast. Reached 193 followers on Spotify. That's 73 more than last year. Started getting a GPA of 83. Made a profit of 6K over 6 months. Got better with my spending. Reached an audience size of 50. Became eligible for monetization. Started my own Patreon. Found a love for poetry. Joined my school's newspaper club. Got medicated. Received my first set of diagnoses. Started taking my podcast more seriously. Redesigned my novels. Redesigned my podcast. Finished designing my new novels. Became a vegetarian and started looking after my health more. Started improving my French. Reached the Pro League on Duolingo, which for people who don't know, I believe is the second or third top league. Got promoted at my new job. Got a podcast-related job offer. Got better with my mental health. Got better at meditation. Started being able to trust people more. Am set to move out halfway through 2023. Am able to afford to put a down payment on a house. Got over my caffeine addiction. I have that one in quotes because I was never really addicted, but I started getting sick while drinking caffeine, and well, I just really like caffeine because it tasted good, like energy drinks and such. So I'd say I was more addicted to the flavor instead of like the rush of caffeine. I didn't really like caffeine in general, but got over my caffeine addiction in quotes. Sent out a script of mine for production. And those are the 62 and more achievements I have made that I remember of. But now I just want to let you all know something. My life is not the same as yours. We have all had different upbringings, and different people in our life building us up and tearing us down. Don't compare yourself to me, because let me tell you, my life is not calm or easygoing, and things aren't just handed to me. I go through a ton of stress every single day. Everyone does. Even you do. So deal with that stress however it may help you go on to the next day as you climb to your next achievement. Like, seriously. Yes, I have published 3 books so far, but I've only sold a total of 4 copies and they're all for DeafChill. And they've been published for months. I beat myself up every single day for that, but I still continue to write and strive for more because I know that someday people are going to love a book of mine, and I'll eventually be able to make a living off my writing. There's so much in my life that I can dream of achieving, and I hope that I'll be able to celebrate every single step along the way with the people I love and appreciate, especially you, Andrew. I've only met you sometime in the summer of 2022, and you've made a massively positive impact on my life. I'm happy that we're able to go into 2023 still being able to support and cheer on one another. As for everyone else, keep on working hard. Make sure to rest, drink water, and focus on yourself. And let's make this year another one full of achievements. Alright, now with that paragraph done, now for me to go into my goal for the year of 2023. Filling in 2 pages of my journal ended up taking a lot out of me, but I still feel as though I should increase the amount. So instead for 2023, my goal is going to be to fill in 2.5 pages of achievements in my journal. And just so everyone knows, 1 page can fit 31 lines of achievements. So my goal for next year is to have around 77 to 78 achievements. So best if I get started right away. Follow at CWC Publishing on Twitter. Check out my novels DeafChill, Flamerip, and Arctic Blaze on Amazon and Kobo, link in description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Patreon, link in description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Discord server in the description. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. And with that, this meeting has officially come to an end.